We're going to speak about Shmon Esrei, and we're going to begin with the Gemara on Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis in Masechta Rosh Hashanah. One second, we'll find it. Okay. Right, okay. Now, there's a Machlaikis, page 9 in this pamphlet, there's a Machlaikis between Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanon, whether a person could be Yaitse Shmona Esrei is Chiv to Davin through the Shliach Tzibur. Rabbi Gamliel holds in the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis Shliach Tzibur Moitzi as a Rabbim Gidei Chayvasan, and the Rabbanon Achaylik, they say each Yachid V'Yachid has to Davin for himself. So the Gemara says on Rosh Hashanah on Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, Omuloy le Rabbi Gamliel, the Rabbanon asked Rabbi Gamliel, Lidvarecha lomer tzibur mispalim. According to your understanding, that the tzibur can be yaitse through the shliach tzibur, so why do we find that the tzibur davens? They can be yaitse through the shliach tzibur. Omulahem, he answered, Kidei lahaster shliach tzibur tfilosi. The whole reason why we daven balachash is in order to give an opportunity to the shliach tzibur to be masader his tefillah, so when he davens bal peh, he'll know the tefillah well. Amar lahem Rabbi Gamliel, so Rabbi Gamliel asked the Rabbanan Ashailu who hold that the shliach tzibur cannot be mitzi the oilum yedei chayvasan. L'divreichem lomo shliach tzibur yari lefnei ateva. So why have a shliach tzibur? If you can't be yaitzi through the shliach tzibur, what's the point of having a shliach tzibur? Amrulai, they told him, Kidei lahaitzi es sheino baki, that the reason why I have a shliach tzibur is to be mitzi a person who can't daven. A person who could daven can't be yaitze through the shliach tzibur. A person who cannot daven can be yaitze. He is not a baki. He can be yaitze through the shliach tzibur. On that, Rabbi Gamliel said, Omulahem, kishem shemaitzi es sheino baki, kach mitzi es a baki. Just like we find, even according to you, the Rabbanan, that he could be mitzi an Eid Baki, so too he could be mitzi a Baki. This is the Machlaikis in the Mishnah explained in the Gemara. La Halacha, we paskin like the Rabbanan, except for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, because it's Afshe Bracha, Afshe Tfila, the Gemara says in Daf Lamed Hey, so everyone is considered an Eid Baki, but during the year, you cannot be yaitze with the shliach tzibur la'alocha unless you are an einoi baki. Now, Tosis on the bottom says over here, it's printed here, but I'm going to say it bal peh because Tosis presents it a little different than the other Rishonim. And it's really halach and shulchan aruch that if a person forgets yal v'yavai, he has to daven Shmon Esrei again. And when he davens Shmone Esir again, even according to the Rabbanon, he could be yaitze through the Shliach Tzibur. So the first time you daven Shmone Esir, you can't be yaitze through the Shliach Tzibur. However, the second time you daven Shmone Esir, then you could be yaitze through the Shliach Tzibur. And that's halacha lomaisa. That's brought down in Kuf Chav Dalet in Arachayim. And the only reason why we're not noig this way, the Achrayim say, because it's difficult Bizman hazeh to concentrate and listen to the shliach tzibur. But really, al pi halacha, there's no problem when you have to daven over Shmon Esrei because you forgot yal v'yavai to listen to the shliach tzibur. And the question is, why? Why did the Rabbanan allow you to listen to the shliach tzibur to yaitzi your Shmon Esrei if you forgot yal v'yavai, if they hold a shliach tzibur can't be mitzi a baki? So today we are Bekiyim, we know how to daven, and we can't be yaitze with the shliach tzibur, but if we forget yal v'yavai, and we have to daven over, then the Gemara says, Tosis brings a Mefurshe Gemara in Daf Chav Tesam Abayz in Masechta Brachos, that you can be yaitze with the shliach tzibur. Why? The Rabbanan hold, a baki can't be yaitze with the shliach tzibur. And the Pasha Pshat Mestam is, and I'm sure when you learn the sugya, you'll arrive at such pshat, that we have to understand, firstly, why can't you be yaitze through the Shliach Tzibur according to the Rabbanan. Why not? We have a halacha in Kol HaTorah Kula that a person could be Yaitze Shmona Esrei through the Shliach Tzibur. A person could be Yaitze any Amira through Shemei HaKaina, through Shemiah. Kiddush, we're Yaitze through Shemiah. Kriyas Megillah, we're Yaitze through Shemiah. Everything we're Yaitze through Shemiah. Why Shmona Esrei is different that we can't be Yaitze through Shemiah? Says the Ron B'Shem the Yerushalmi, because tefillah kol echad v'yechad tzarech levakesh rachmim liyatzmai. It's a svar in tefillah that when you have to be mevakesh rachmim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to do it yourself. You can't do it through someone else. So even though you're listening to Shmon Esrei, you can't be yaitzei, because rachmim kol echad v'yechad tzarech levakesh rachmim liyatzmai. So let's go a step further. It was mentioned Friday by one of the speakers, Rabbi Shor, an interesting machlokes harishayim, that if one forgets Yal V'Yavi, we know that halacha is you have to daven over. But what happens if you forget Yal V'Yavi and you didn't daven over, and now it's Mitzoy Rish Chaydish? Do you daven over? So the Shitas Hari is that you shouldn't daven over. Why don't you daven over? Because you davened already without Yal V'Yavi. It's Mitzoy Rish Chaydish. What are you going to be Maisif if you daven? Because you're going to omit Yal V'Yavi anyway, because it's Mitzoy Rish Chaydish. That's the Riz Shita. And the Chachim Provancia say that since when you daven, it was without Yal V'Yavi, Ki'ilu Lo Hispalel. So therefore, even though Mitzoy Rish Chaydish, you're going to daven without Yal V'Yavi, still know you have to daven over. So let's take the Riz Shita first. The Riz Shita, Poshet Pshat, is that he holds that if a person davens without Yal V'Yavi, he's Yaitze Tvila. He's Yaitze Tvila. And that's the reason why he says there's no need to daven over for Tashlumim. You were Yaitze Tvila. Why, if you remember that you forgot Yal V'Yavi for Mincha, you have to daven Mincha over? The teretz is, because since you were in Masker to Yoyim, the Haskaris HaYoyim is Mechayiv you to be Mispalo. The Askaris Hayoim is Mechayvi to daven again, not because you weren't Yaitze Tefillah. Surely you were Yaitze Tefillah. But without the Haskar, even though you're Yaitze Tefillah, L'maisi have a Chiv Askara. The Chiv Askara is Mechayvi to daven Shemon Esrei. You davened already, and you're not going to have an Askar anyway. Therefore, you don't daven over. And I once saw a dugma to this in Halacha, which is really the same Halacha. If a person forgets to say Havdalah in Shmon Esrei, what's the halacha? He doesn't daven over. That's only because Asid LaHavdalah Ala Kais. But what happens if someone does not have a Kais? Then he davens over Shmon Esrei. So I ask you, if a person forgets Atuchan Antonu, is he Yaitze Shmon Esrei or not? Of course he's Yaitze Shmon Esrei. The Raya is because he doesn't daven over. So why, when he has no kais, does he daven over? Then he's not Yaitze Shmon Esrei. The teretz is the same havana. Avada without hatuchan antanu, you Yaitze Shmon Esrei. You Yaitze Yechiv Tfila. But there's a problem. You have to be mavdol. Since there's a problem, you have to be mavdol. The chiv havdol is mechayiv you to daven again. But it's not that you're chaser in your chayvas tfila. If we understand it this way, so we get back to the shaila we asked in the beginning. A person forgets Yal V'Yavi, and he wants to daven Shmon Esrei again, like he has to, says in the Tosfos, and it's Gepaskin in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Chavdal and Aruch Hayim, that you could be Yaitze with the Shliach Tzibur. Loma! We Paskin like Rabbanon, that you can't be Yaitze with the Shliach Tzibur. So why do we have the leniency if you forget? The Teretz is, the Yerushalmi says the reason why you have to daven over is Gaskol Echad Sarach Levakesh Rachamim Liatzmai. He davened already and he was Yaitze Tefillah. He was Mavakesh Rachamim Liatzmai. He was Yaitze Ischaiv to be Mavakesh Rachamim. Now, when he's davening the second Shemon Esrei, what's the reason why he's davening the Shemon Esrei? Only to be Yaitze the Chayvis Haskara. Therefore, he could be Yaitze with the Shliach Tzibur, because the Tam of Kol Echad Tzarech Levakesh Rachamim Liatzmai is not present because he was Yaitze already with his first Shmon Esrei. And the emes is, I mean, it's a whole different sugya, but I'll just mention it because I think it has an important place in understanding Shmon Esrei. The emes, you could ask me, but what about the Rishayim who hold that if you don't daven Shmonesi with Yalva Yova, you have to daven at night, the Chachmei Provancia, they luchura hold that you're not Yaitza Tvila. So if you're not Yaitza Tvila, so luchura, why over here do we say you can listen to the Shliach Tzibur the next time you daven? This you could be mine, and maybe you could understand it like this. There's a halach in Shulchan Aruch and Kufal for puzzling halacha that says if you're not mechavin for the first bracha, the halacha is that you have to daven over Shemin Esrei. Kavon of Pirush Hamilas is ma'akiv in the first bracha. Says the Ramah Idna, we don't do that because of chesar and kavona. Sha'af b'chazara karvu shlo yechavin inkein lo b'yachzor, because it's almost clear that the second time you also won't be mechavin. So the Ramah is telling us that if we don't have kavon in the first bracha, there's no need to daven again. Why shouldn't we daven again? Because the second time you're going to have the same problem as the first time. You're not going to have kavanah. So the Bir Halacha struggles. So how do we continue davening? How do we continue davening if kavanah in the first bracha is ma'akiv? So let's say a person's holding be'ato chayne lodom das. He says, "Oyvei, I wasn't mechaven by the first bracha of Shemone Esrei." So the Ramah says, "Sorry, you can't go daven again. You won't be mechaven the second time." But why do we continue davening? Because l'chura, if kavanah is ma'akiv in the first bracha, so you're not yaitzah Shemin Esrei. You're not yaitzah Shemin Esrei. There's no point to continue davening. The Bir Halacha is so bothered with this kasha that he says it can't be the halacha, but he admits that the Chayyadim says this is the halacha. What's the pshat? So l'chura, the pasha, the pshat is, which I heard many, many years ago. I was at a chasna last Sunday night. I was trying to tell an old chaver of mine, Rabbi Yaakov Nelkebaum. He's one of the Rosh Yeshivas in the Mir. And he told me he remembers the Mashkiach of Mir, Zechariah Levracha, said Pshat in this halacha this way. Look, it's Pasha Pshat to extend here. When it says Kavon is Ma'akiv, it's only Ma'akiv in your Chiv to be Mispalo. So therefore, if a person doesn't have Kavon in the first bracha, he's not Yaitzi Yischaivis Tvila, but a Vadid has a shame Tvila. It's a Tvila. So therefore, even though you didn't have kavon in the first bracha, and it's ma'akiv, it's not ma'akiv in the tefillah. It's not ma'akiv that the tefillah is a possible tefillah. Avada, it's kosher a tefillah. It is a tefillah. You can't be yaitzi your chayv with this tefillah. But avada, it's a kosher a tefillah. Therefore, the Ramah allows you to continue davening, even though you won't be yaitzi your chayv. So bemis is a tefillah. But you're not yaitzi your chayv with that tefillah. The same thing you could say pshat in the Chachmei Provancia. If you look in the Lashon of the Rosh, the Chachmei Provancia say that if a person forgets Yal V'Yavi, it's not that the tefillah is posel or it's a brachal of atala. The Chachmei Provancia say, Eina yaitzi yedei chayvatai, hilchach tzarech lispal. He's not yaitzi his chayv. Since he's not yaitzi his chayv, so therefore he has to daven again. But it still has a shame tefillah. If it has a shame tefillah, you're a mavakish rachamim. So we can also possibly understand why the second time you daven, you could be yaitzah with the shliach tzibur, even if you forget Yal V'Yavi. Not only according to the Rishita that you're yaitzah your chayvis tefillah, but even according to Chachmei Provancia, you're not yaitzah your chayvis tefillah, but it has a shame tefillah. You're a mavakish rachamim. It's only chaser that you can't be yaitzah your chayvis tefillah with a Shemin Esrei without Yal V'Yavi, but you're Mavakash Rachamim. Therefore, the second time you daven, says Tosis, based on the Gemara, you could be Yaitzeh with the Shliach Tzibur. This halach of Kol Echad Tzarech Levakash Racham Liatzmai. I'll tell you, halach Lomais, I heard B'Shem the Brisker Rav, and then I found it later, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says it in the Sefer Emes Liakov. Halach Lomais, very Negev the summer. Taisis in Shloisha Sha'achlu asks a question. Tfilas HaDerech, we don't start with Baruch Ato Hashem. We rush into the Yiratza, and Taisis says, why? The klal is every bracha we say has to have a psicha unless it's smucha l'chavrata. A bracha can't begin unless it's Baruch Ato Hashem. That's the whole sugya, one of the sugyas, in Psachim and Shloisha Sha'achlu. So Taisis says, Tfilas HaDerech, where's your psicha? You start with Yiratza. Some know that you should be you say a bracha before you go. Fine, that's an eighth of some Rishon, the Rama Rutenberg. Tais says a different part, and the Torah brings it down, if I'm not mistaken. in the beginning of Shulchan Aruch. Taisus says because it's a tefillah. It's not a bracha. It's a tefillah. So therefore, it's only a klal in brachas do you have to have a psicha. But this is a tefillah. Since it's a tefillah, it doesn't have to have a psicha. This is Taisus in Shlosh HaShachar. So I heard B'Shem the Briska Rav, and then I saw in the Emes L'Yakov, he says, if the Yerushalmi says, Kol Echad V'Echad Tzarech L'Vakish Rachmim L'Yatzmai, and you can't be yaitzeh with Shmia, it's different than all other mitzvahs in the Torah. He says, Tefillah Sotarech, you can't say by listening to someone else. You have to say Tefillah Sotarech yourself, because Kol Echad V'Echad Tzarech L'Vakish Rachmim L'Yatzmai. This I heard, they both said Halacha L'Maisa. Now whether people are dying this way. I know a lot of people are listening to Tefillah Sotarech, but according to these two Gedolim, you have to say Tefillah Sotarech yourself. The only thing you can ask me, if you don't know Tefillah Sotarech Baal Peh, you're an Ein Baki. So if you're an Ein Baki, even the Rabbanan hold, what's the Teretz? What? I can't hear. That's what I'm asking you. I want a Teretz, not a Kasha. What? There's no sitter there. There's no sitter, you're an Ein Baki, of course. The Teretz is, we paskin, like the Rishonim that say, and maybe we'll be Masber later, if the time allows us, you could only be Yaitse from the Shliach Tzibur with a minion. So if you have a big van and you have a minion in there, after you could be Yaitse. But if you have no minion, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even an Ein Baki could only be Yaitse Tvila with a minion, so therefore, you can't even have the Teretz of Ein Baki. Therefore, everyone has to be machmer to say Tfilas HaDerech themselves, and they shouldn't listen to the driver or the driver to someone else, because there's no din to be yaitza, because Kol Echad V'Echad Tzarech Levakish Rachmim Liatzmai. Okay, let's go to the next Shtikl Gemara. And this Gemara is on Lamed Hey. You can find it at the end of the page. Now listen carefully. It's really a very complex Gemara to understand. The Gemara says on Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Omer Avacha bar Avira, Omer Reb Shimon Chasida, Paiter Hoye Rabban Gamliel Alfilu Am Shebesadis. Rabban Gamliel exempted, pottered people from davening even though they were in the field. V'loy Maboy Hani the Kaimi Hacha. What does it mean? That if you have a person working in the field and he's harvesting his grain, he doesn't have to daven. Why? Because he's yaitzeh with the shliach tzibur. Not only people who are in the city are mitzuruf to the tzibur and the shliach tzibur can be mitzi them, but even people who are on the field harvesting the grain, those people are out of the city, they also could be yaitzeh with the shliach tzibur, because Reb Gamliel holds that a shliach tzibur can be mitzi even a baki. So there's no problem. The one who's harvesting is a baki, but he could be yaitzeh with the shliach tzibur. It's a gevaltig chiddush. Before you learn this Gemara, you could be yaitzeh your chayvus tefila without listening. Without listening, there's such a tefila that you could be yaitzeh without listening. This is what the Gemara says. Now, pashut pshat is, and this we have to discuss. It makes a very big difference halacha lemaisa. The Gemara chaps on Reb Gamliel, but really it's negeya us halacha lemaisa. How's it negeya us halacha lemaisa? How's it negeya us halacha lemaisa? By an Ein Baki, he was harvesting. By an Ein Baki, he was harvesting. Let's say I'm an Ein Baki. I don't have my sitter with me. I'm in the field, and I'm chopping wood, and I'm harvesting grain. I don't have to daven. I'm yaitza with the shliach tzibur. Why? Because there's halach of amsha besada. In that, whether amsha besada, whether a shliach could be mitzi, a yid, even though the yid is not listening to the chazaras hashatz, L'chur should have nothing to do with Rabbi Gamliel and the Rabbanan. If the Gemara says that Rabbi Gamliel potters the ones in the field even though they're Bekiyim, the same thing could apply to the Rabbanan. If you're in the field, you could be Yaitza Shmon Esrei even though you don't hear Chazar Sashatz if you're an Ein Baki. And that's what the Torah says. That's what many Paiskim say. It should be that way. We'll see that. I don't think it's Halach L'maisa L'daiti, but Akoponim, this is what the Gemara says. So it's a mudna type of tefillah. You're yaitza tefillah, even though you don't listen. Even though you don't listen, you're yaitza your chayvus tefillah. There has to be some makar for that. Where did the Gemara get such a makar? Maybe they're makaris, I'll call upon them. I was thinking of a makar Shabbos. Maybe it's a little bit drush. but we'll say it over. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu daven for Klal Yisrael. Ona chata ha'om chata gedayla. What did he do for Klal Yisrael? He said vidui. He said vidui. The Gemara in Yuma learns out halachas of vidui from Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. Vidui is bakoshes kapara. How could Moshe Rabbeinu be misfadah for me? How is it possible? Imagine. You tell me, do you think this makes sense? You tell me, this Yom Kippur, you have to do vidui. I should be misfadah for you. What kind of halach is that? Vidui you have to do yourself. The Teretz says Moshe Rabbeinu was able to be misfadah for Klal Yisrael. Why? Because vidui is really tefillah. You're mavakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu kapara. Pasuk says that someone could be mispal for someone else, even though Klal Yisrael didn't hear the vidui. Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai. Klal Yisrael couldn't hear Moshe Rabbeinu. Akaponim, it's nischadish a tefillah derech shliach. Tefillah derech shliach is considered a tefillah. Now let's go to the Gemara, one more piece of Gemara. The Gemara says, Adaraba. It's the exact opposite. Don't tell me, Rav Gamliel pottered even those in the field. Adaraba. Hani anisi, hani lo anisi. If you're in the field and you can't come to shul to listen, then you could be yaitzu with the shliach tzibur. If you're not in the field and you could come to shul to listen, you're not yaitzu until you come to shul. Where do we see that distinction? The toni abba bereder of Binyamin barchia. Am shemchuriya kanim eini b'chala bracha. If you want to listen to birchas kahanim, you're behind the kahanim, you're not b'chala the bracha. Because you should come in front of the Kahanim, as it says in the Pasuk. Kaisaimru, ponim keneged ponim, kamedaber, or kaimir ish l'chaveirai. But if you're an einis, and you can't come to shul, you're sick, you're in the field, and you can't come to shul, what's the halacha? You're bechlal bracha. You're bechlal bracha. A person in the middle of davening has to go out. He says, oivei, I missed birchas kahanim. It's not true. He didn't miss birchas kahanim. He gets the bracha. If he's in the parsha of coming in and listening, he only gets the bracha. So the Gemara makes this sushtal, difficult sushtal, just like we see Berachas Kahanim. You could be yaitzi in the soda. But if you could come into the field, and if you could come into the Beis HaKnesses and listen, and you don't, it shows that the bracha is not chaviv to you. Therefore, you're mafki yourself from the tzibur, from the bracha. So too by Shmona Esrei. You could be yaitzi in the field. But if you're in the city and you could come into the shul and you could listen to the Chazar Sashats and pay attention, then the halacha is you could only be yaitzi if you come in, because if you don't, you're mafkia yourself from the tzibur, you're mafkia yourself from the shliach tzibur. This is the Gemara's tushto. So the Gemara says you're 100% right. Your taina is a correct taina. Eloki yosa rabbon and omer reb Yaakov baridi omer reb Shimon chasida leipater of Gamliel lam shebesodis, that Reb Gamliel only exempted am shebesodis. My timer, mishum da anisi b'malacha, because they can't come in to hear the shliach tzibur. Aber beir, but if you're in the city and they come in to hear the shliach tzibur, loy, they can't be yaitza unless they listen to the shliach tzibur. Ad kan the Gemara. Now, as I mentioned before, kipshutai, this Gemara is lav dafka according to Reb Gamliel. This Gemara should lechura go also according to the Rabbanan. And the problem, I think I have two or three rishonim, we'll see what the Eilam says, that we see, we don't paskin like luck of Am Shabbos. I spoke to some choshev et talmid chachomim, they gave me a difficult time, but I hope here I won't have it. Because I think we have rishonim, we don't paskin like this in of Am Shabbos. And I'll tell you the rishonim, and I'll tell you it makes a big nafkamin halacha l'maisa. And we have to explain, why don't we paskin like it? L'chur, there's a machlokes from Gamliel and the Rabbanan, whether you could be yaitza baki. But an ain't a baki. An Eino Baki, Luchura, should be able to be Yaitza with Am Shabbosadis. In that we don't find a separate Machlaikis between the Rav Gamliel and the Rabbanan. Why make another Machlaikis needlessly? So whatever a Baki could be Yaitza according to Gamliel, an Eino Baki should be able to be Yaitza according to Rabbanan. So this din should apply. But first let me tell you the Raya's I have, it doesn't apply. The first Raya is a simple Raya. It's not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. That's a Raya, no? It should be brought down in Shulchan Aruch. If there's such a din of Am Shabbosadis, it should be brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So I looked around, Baruch Hashem, it's not asked on Shulchan Aruch, but it's asked on the Rambam. Cast the mission of Eshayis, it's asked on the Rambam. Why doesn't the Rambam bring down the din of Am Shabbosadis? But I have two other rayas from Shulchan Aruch itself. You know, it's a raya that it doesn't bring down, but Lechura, I think I have more direct rayas. There's a halacha that if you don't daven, you have to daven a tefillas tashlumen. We all know that, right? If you don't daven for whatever reason, oinis, Shoigeg. Surely you know this, you don't daven tefillas tashlumim. So Frega Chashayel like this. In Shulchan Aruch it says, if you didn't daven ba'aynis, you have to daven tashlumim. When the Rabbonin say an Eina Baki could be Yaisa with the Shliach Tzibur, but does it mean Dafka an Eina Baki? It means anyone who can't daven. Let's say a person has laryngitis, he can't open his mouth. Could he be Yaisa with the Shliach Tzibur? 100%. It's Lav Dafka an Eina Baki. I mean, the Achraidim say it Mefurish. It means any Oinus. Because the Rabbonin say, if you could daven yourself, we won't let you be Yaisa with the Shliach Tzibur. But if you can't daven yourself, you're Yaisa with the Shliach Tzibur. So why is there a Din Tashlumim for a person who's an Oinus? Let him be yaitzah with the shliach tzibur. Let him be yaitzah with the shliach tzibur. No one mentions, as far as I could see, in the Siman and Shulchan Aruch, I think it's Kuf Zayin, or Kuf Ches rather, that if you don't daven mincha, you have to daven two myras. But no, but if you're in town and there's a shliach tzibur, you yaitzah with the shliach tzibur. Why not? Why not? L'chur, to me it seems clear that there is no halach of am shebesod, the halach lemaisa, because it only goes according to Rabbi Gamliel. 100%. In a case where it's an oinus and there's a tzibur, 100%. Rabbi Gamliel will argue in the din of tashlumim. And I'll bring you another raya, I think. There's a din of Shulchan Aruch, which is an important halacha to know, based on Rishayim and Shleisha She'achlu, that you cannot be yaitze with Shmiya unless you understand Lashon HaKodesh. So let's say you have someone at your house for Kiddush, and you're saying Kiddush, and the Shemaya doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh. He can't be Yaitz. As Taisa says it Mefurish in the beginning of Shleisha Shachlu. Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Hilchos Tevila. In other halachas, he seems to say, B'dieved, maybe you could be Seimich on the other Rishayim. But there are Rishayim who say, and the Rishayim and Achrayim in Hilchos Tevila say, you want to be Yaitz with the Shliach Tzibur, you have to understand Lashon HaKodesh. What? Said on that Taisis goes, the boor has to understand Lashon HaKodesh. Vayisrael, even a boor understands Lashon HaKodesh. That's Lashon HaGemara. Even a boor knows Lashon HaKodesh. So Taisis says you can't be Yaitza. So comes along the Achrayim in Siman Kuf Chaf Dal, and they say this Einol Baki that the Rabbanon hold could be Yaitza with the Shliach Tzibur. That's only if he understands Lashon HaKodesh. If he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, he can't be Yaitza. Frankreich, if he doesn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, what should he do? He should go to school and learn Lashon HaKodesh, fine. But he doesn't know Lashon HaKodesh today. He's an oinus. Let him be yaitzah with the din of Am Shebesada. What does he have? In Am Shebesada, it's a davar pashit. You don't have to understand Lashon HaKodesh. The whole understanding of Lashon HaKodesh is because since he yaitzah was Shmiya, it's not called a Shmiya unless you understand. But if you yaitzah with the din of Am Shebesada, if you yaitzah because the Shliach Tzibur is davening for you, you don't even hear him. You don't even hear him. Could there be a halacha that you have to understand what he's saying? You don't even hear him. Avadah is no din of Havonis Lashon HaKodesh if he yaitzu a din of Am Shebesada. So why did Achrayim say this ain't a baki has no eitzah? No eitzah. He has to say word for word after someone. L'churi should be able to be yaitzah with the din of Am Shebesada. And I didn't see anyone mention a word about Am Shebesada. To me it seems clear that the halacha of Am Shebesada was learned up. It's only going like Rabbi Gamliel. It's not going like the Rabbanan. The only thing we have to explain, the machlaikis, whether he could be Maitzi a Baki or Dafke an Eina Baki, how is that Toila, how is that Tolian, whether there's a din of Am Shebesada? Let's see, maybe we can explain it a little bit. Someone is in Besada, he gets the bracha. But you want to compare it to Tfila, that I'm Yaitza my Tfila, even though I didn't say anything, that's a big Kiddush. That I'm saying only Rav Gamliel holds, the Rabbanan don't hold that. Well, now let's go a little bit further, please. This Gemara, there's a big suffix, how to learn Pshat in this Gemara. I think it's a big suffix in understanding the Gemara, and it really defines the whole halacha of Chazaras Hashatz. The Gemara says clearly here that you're yaitza in the field, but if you're in the city, you're only yaitza if you come to shul. Now, what does the Gemara mean? You could learn you're only yaitza if you come to shul, and listen mitchila vad saif because he yaitza with the din of shemei kaina. You could learn that way, but you could learn completely different. You could learn just like birchas kahanim, and really lefumriyata. I think this is pashup shot in the Gemara. Just like the bracha in the field, you get. But if you could come to shul, then you get the bracha in shul. So too, just like you're in the field, you could be yaitza with the shliach tzibur derech shlichus, even though you didn't hear. If you come to shul and you're mitzurif to the tzibur and you show it's chaviv to you and you're a chelik from the tzibur, then you could be yaitza with the shliach tzibur b'tarish shlichus, just like you're yaitza in the field, and you don't have to have the halacha of shemei kainah. So really, the question I'm asking you is, how does Chazaras HaShatz might see someone who's an Eino Baki or a Baki Bizman Hazeh? Is it Yaitzah through the simple din of Shemei Kaina? Shemei Kaina? Or no? It's not Yaitzah through Shemei Kaina. It's Yaitzah with the same halacha of Shlichus when the person's in the field. The only thing is, if you're in the field and you don't come in, you're mafki yourself from the tzibur, just like we find by Birchas Kahanim. So to your mafki yourself from the tzibur, Lagabi being yaitza with the shliach tzibur. But if you listen and you're mitzurf to the tzibur, with what halacha are you yaitza with? You yaitza with the halacha of shlichus, similar to being in the field. What's the nafkamina between these two pshatim? Between the maradik nafkaminas, maradik nafkaminas. One nafkamina is a simple nafkamina. When a person's listening to Chazaras HaShatz to be yaitza, not talking about when you listen to Chazaras HaShatz not to be yaitza. Hopefully we could talk about that. When you listen to Chazaras HaShatz to be yaitza, what's the halacha? Do you have to take three psiyas, or you don't have to take three psiyas? Do you have to go back three and go forward three? It's a machlaikas harishayim. Machlaikas harishayim, the b'shayisa, brings out the machlaikas harishayim. It seems to me to be totally in this. If you're Shemei Kaina, I'm listening to the bracha, just there to be mitzuruf to the tzibur, but the one who's mispalel is the shliach tzibur, I don't have to be Paseya 3 Paseya. There's a lot of nafkaminas in halacha. For instance, on Nitzrich Linakovav, what's the halacha of your Shemei Kaina? So the Mishnah Berurah is really misupik about it, but Pasha's pshat is that you can't be a Shemei Kaina if a person has to go to the Beis HaKisei. But what about if you're listening to Chazaras HaShatz? If you're a mispalel yourself, fine. Then you have to have the same standards as if you are listening and saying a bracha. But if the Vard is the Shliach Tzibur is the Mispalel, you are not the Mispalel. The Shliach Tzibur is the Mispalel. So then, there's no halacha that you have to keep yourself in a situation that you yourself to say the bracha. Because I'm not being a Mavarech. I'm not a Mispalel. The Shliach Tzibur is the Mispalel. Since the Shliach Tzibur is the Mispalel, there's no halachas on me because I'm not a Mispalel. What? It could be totally in that also. It could be... Right. It could be totally in whether you say bracha or bracha shemai. Nochinami. Pashas, it would be very geschmack. The Goyin didn't say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai. He was mockman on that. It's not so clear the Goyin's reason in the Maisa Rav, but that could be one of his reasons in Nochinami. What? What do you have to clap? That's a big enough give me. That's good. Or bow down. Yeah. I thought. What? No, because if you don't want to listen to the bracha, you're mafkiya yourself from the tzibur. Right. Why is what? Because they're anoinus. They're anoinus. They can't come in. They're anoinus. I thought maybe this is nafkamina whether you say Hashem Sfasai out loud. Sfardim, they say Hashem Sfasai tiftuch out loud. Ashkenazim don't. Don't say it. What's the difference? If you're a mispalel, maybe you should say it, or maybe you can't say Hashem Sfasai as much as Shemei Kain is. It's not mamish like a deber, but al kaponim, if you learn, it's derech shlichus. Who's the mispalel? The shliach tzibur is the mispalel, not you. Therefore, he introduces the tefillah with Hashem Sfasai, but has no shaychus to the person in the tzibur. He may have kabbalah to be yaitzi. That could be. That could be. No, but he didn't daven anything. He doesn't say anything. No. He has kabbalah if he wants to be yaitzi tefillah. He has kavani, he wants to be Yitzhak Tefillah. Nothing more than that. I don't think it's like, okay. Now let's just go a little further. I want to cover a little more ground. Now, it could be pshat why we don't paskin like Amshe B'Sadis, and it's only according to Rav Gamliel. I think we have a Ritva printed here. Look at the Ritva, it's on page 11. I mentioned before that in order to be Yaitzeh, with the Shliach Tzibur, many Rishonim hold you need a minion. Why? Why do you need a minion? Why do you need a minion to be Yaitzeh with the Shliach Tzibur? Why can't I have a Yaitzeh with a person like I'm Yaitzeh Kiddush, a Yachid? Why can't a Yachid daven for me if I'm a Baki according to Rav Gamliel, and if I'm an Eina Baki according to Rabbanan? Why? Why do you need a minion? So the Ritva says some veritlich here. It's difficult to understand precisely what it means, but we get an idea. Look in the Ritva over here. The Ritva says it's on column Shimen Vav that Ula Rabbon in the second line, Maitzi Loilu Meshein Obaki, but Tzibur Mias, Avaloi B'Yachid. You must have a Tzibur. Kiditnan, Yachid Shloi Birach, Ein Chaveir Mavarach Loi. Shekolechot Yei Shloi Lushanin Befi. That's the Yerushalmi. Every person has to be Mavakish Rachmim Liatzmai. Abul B'Tzibur, so what's the mile of Tzibur? Why is Tzibur help matters at all? Lagabi Abaki, according to Rabbi Gamliel, always, and for an Ein Abaki, the way the Ritva understands. Umay time of Potter Rabbi Gamliel Af Abaki Vahainu, Abul B'Tzibur Choshet Tzirif Kilu Maitzi B'Piv. But by Tzibur, there's a Tzirif. The Eida comes together, and it's as if each individual is talking. Umay time of Potter Rabbi Gamliel Af Abaki. V'hayinu the kumber bebrisa b'time of the day k'shem shemoytzi es she'enu baki klaim ali they tziruf mashen kim biyachad yalma kein yesh lachich loytzi abaki ali they tziruf shekulam ki'ish echad. They're all ki'ish echad. What does he mean exactly? Ritva, I'm not sure, but more or less we understand. He's saying like this: in order to be moytzi someone else in tefillah, you're up against the problem kol echad tzarech levakish racham liatzmai. But when you come to a minyan, there's a tzirif, it's a tzibur. So therefore, you come kiish echad. You're like one person, one kila. Two people, three people is not one kila. 10 people is a tzirif. 10 people are together. So therefore, if you're a tzirif and you're kiish echad, when one person speaks on behalf of the kehila, it's not that the other ones are mamish speaking, but it's as if they're talking, and there's no chsarin of kol echad v'echad tzarech levakish rachamim liatzmai. So therefore the Ritva explains that could only happen if you have a tzibur. If you have a tzibur, we're together, we're mitzur for kish echad, so therefore one person speaks, it's as if everyone is speaking. This person is speaking as a shliach on behalf of everyone. It's as if everyone's speaking. We're one kehila, we're one group together. And there's no chsarin of tzarech kol echad v'echad levakish rachmim liatzmai. However, if I'm a yachid and I want to be mitzi a yachid, I have no shaychus to him. I'm a yachid and he's a yachid. Therefore, I can't be mitzi him because that has the chsarin of kol echad v'echad tzarech levakish rachmim liatzmai. This is what the Ritva says. So he's telling us an understanding in how a shliach tzibur functions in a tzibur. So the cheshbon I would make simply is that this is Rabbi Gamliel's shita, that there is such a musig of tefillah ayyadei shliach. Therefore, Rabbi Gamliel says, kishem shemaitzi sheinabaki, kach maitzi esabaki. There's no difference. Because since there's a tefillah ayyadei shliach, that if you create a tzibur, they're kish echad, and you could be medaber, bi'ad hatzibur, there's no chsarin of kol echad, tzarech levakish racham liatzmai. That's Rabbi Gamliel. He holds that there is such an idea of being mispalai de shliach, and you could do it even though you're in the field. You could be mitzurif to the tzibur. As long as you have a minion in shul, you become tuffel to the tzibur. There's no minion in shul, you don't have a tzibur. So therefore, Gamliel says, because of my chiddush of tefillah yidei shliach, you could be mitzi even a baki, and there's no problem of kol echad tzarech levakish racham liatzmai. And also, I hold, you could be mitzi someone who's in the field, because of the tefillah yidei shliach. Why not? But the Rabbanan argue on this tefillah. They say there's no tefillah yidei shliach. Each person has to be mitzpala by himself. You'd only be mitzpala derech shmiya with the halachas of shmiya of kol tara kula. So therefore, their tefillah has a chsarin of kol echad tzarech levakish rachman liatzmai, and they're only lenient by an ein abaki, and they also never heard of someone being yaitzit tefillah derech shliach. Only Reb Gamliel's machadish that tefillah, because that tefillah is a tefillah yidei shliach, therefore it answers the problem of klechet tzarech levakish rachem liatzmai, and it also is machadish the din, you yaitz it without shmiya. But the rabbanon don't hold that. Since the rabbanon don't hold that, so therefore they have two halachas. You must come to hear, there's no tefillah yidei shliach, and also they'll only be lenient by an ein baki. Al kaponim, this one I think is a little hesber, but it seems to me from the Paiskim that this din of Amshe Besada is not lahalacha, it's only according to Rabbi Gamliel. Now, let's go a little bit further and look in the Rambam. The Rambam... Oh, we have a Rambam over here, I think, right? Page 10. Is it page 10? Yeah. No, page 10. It says like this in the Rambam. Let me look at my own Rambam here. The top one. I think it's the top one. The Rambam says like this. Listen to the Diyuk in the Rambam. Let me know if you think it's a Diyuk. The Rambam says like this. I'll tell you exactly where it is. Look on Perikei Halacha Tes first. Perikei Halacha Tes, the second Rambam, says like this. Shliach Tzibur Maitzi Yisaram Yidei Chavasai. The shliach tzibur can be mitzi the ram kidei chavasai. Ketzad b'shol shu mispalo v'hem shaymin v'oinin amen acher kol bracha bracha hari henke mispalo. That if you listen and you answer amen amen after every bracha, you're like a mispalo. However, b'med v'amamur musheni yedei lispalo. Ava hayedeya eina yaitzi yedei chavasai ela b'tfilas atzma. The Rambam paskins like the Rabbanan, that you could be yaitza with the shliach tzibur only if you're an ein abaki, but if you're a baki, you can't be yaitza with the shliach tzibur. Therefore, the Rambam says that b'med dvor mamurim sheni yedelis paul avala yedelis paul eni yaitzi de chavasa elu betfilas atzmai. But I have one deek in the Rambam. The Rambam says that b'shashum is paul v'hem shaymin v'oinin amen acher kol bracha bracha harien kemis paulim. Why does the Rambam tell us that you answer amen, amen after every bracha? Anytime you make a bracha, you answer amen. The Rambam says in Hilchas Brachas clearly that a Shemeya bracha in Perek Aleph, he says that kol a Shemeya bracha min ha-brachas mitchilosav ad saifai v'niskavin lotzeis bo yidei chavasai yotzaf bishlayon amen. A vadur is halacha that you have to answer amen. But if you don't answer amen, you yaitz anyway. So why does the Rambam shtel avek here in the halacha that a shliach tzibur could be mitzi the Rambam dechavosei? The Rambam emphasizes, and later he emphasizes always, va'ayna amen, va'ayna amen. What does the Rambam need to ayna amen? What? Yeah, but it has nothing to do with yaitzi Rambam dechavosei. They could be yaitzi that didn't answer any amen. They didn't answer any amen. They also should be yaitzi. No, if he doesn't understand, he's not yaitze. Oh, okay, let me tell you my pshat. Let me tell you my pshat, because it's late. I want to say a couple more minutes, so let me just say. So the pasha pshat is, even though I have another pshat, I don't know if the time is going to allow me to say it, but the pasha pshat I always thought is like this. Even though the Rabbanan are makel that you could listen to an ein abaki, an ein abaki could be yaitze, but it's a b'dievin. Why? Because kol echad v'echad tzarech levakish rachmim liatzmei, a baki can't be yaitze. But in Eid Abaki, Ich hab nicht kin Eitze. So therefore the Rabbanan are Mekel. When you answer Amen on a bracha, it's not the halach of Shemei Kaina, that's Borer. You could be Yaitze bracha two ways. I could be Yaitze bracha with Shemei Kaina, and I could be Yaitze bracha with Amen. What's my Raya? I mean, there's many Rayas. I don't think it's a Chiddush. What? Shvua. That's one Raya. What's another Raya? The Rabbeinu Yaina says, if you know what bracha the other person's saying and you answer amen, you yaitza. Can't be Shemei Kaina, you didn't hear the bracha. But Zok Rabbeinu Yaina, that if a person listens to a bracha and he knows which bracha, but he didn't hear the whole bracha, he answers amen, he's yaitza. We paskin not that way. We paskin that you can't be yitzah with an amen, but if you know which bracha he is saying, then you answer amen, but you can't be yitzah. Okay, we're chaylik on the Rabbeinu Yoina. But Akoponim Rabbeinu Yoina says this chiddush, that if a person answers amen, he doesn't know what bracha the guy's going on. Still, the halacha is he could be yitzah. It's not the din of Shema Yikaina. That's, I don't think there's no shayla about that. Right, that's what they go on. So Rabbeinu Yoina says you could be yitzah. Comes along Shulchan Aruch, Machlokes, Machab, and Ramah, that you can't be yitzah, but you have to answer amen. That's why I think, I can't disagree on the Minhagim Yisrael, and you say Gal Yisrael, people say it low. You really don't help much if you say low. You have to answer amen anyway, like Alexandria. It doesn't help you really. You look at Shulchan Aruch doesn't give the yitzah of saying Gal Yisrael low. Shulchan Aruch gives the yitzah, you finish together, or you start Hashem's Svasai. The eighth of saying it low, L'chur is not an eighth. You got to answer amen anyway. If you know he has a nusach, go all Yisrael. You know when the Yisrael is going to end. Akoponim in the Rambam, B'lashayin HaZav, he says in Hilchas Brachas, Kal Hashemei Brachim and Abrachas Mitchilos Avad Saifai V'nizkavin Lotzis Bo Yidei Chavasa Yotza Afo Bishlayon Amen Avol Kal Ha'ayin Amen Achra Amavarech Harizekim Mavarech. What is the Rambam saying? Rambam gives us a lumnus here. Shemei Koin is fine. If you listen, you're Yaitzah. But you're not a Mavarech. When you answer Amen and you're maskim to what the person said, what does Amen mean? Emes, I agree what you're saying. You're not only Yaitzah, but you're mamish a Mavarech. If you look in the Rambam, the Lashon is Hafla. The Rambam says, B'shashu mispal v'heim shaymim v'aymim Amen achar kol bracha bracha, hari hein kemispalalin. You're like a mispal mamish, because if you'd only be a shemei and you wouldn't answer amen, you're not yaitzah, because kol echad v'echad tzarech levakish rachem liatzmai. Even though we're makel by an enel baki, the kul is only with an amen, because an amen al kolponim is kimavarech ukimispal. But if you're not a mavarech and not a mispal, then already you can't be yaitzah. There could be another pshat in the Rambam. Depends how much I could say in 5 minutes. Let me finish this up. Have Rachmaz, you can ask me afterwards. I can't speak to such a beautiful Eilav afterwards. This is it. Says like this. Let's speak a little bit here about the final linear here. What's Chazaras HaShas B'zman HaZeh? What's Chazaras HaShas B'zman HaZeh? What's happening when a Shliach Tzibur gets up over there? It's Yadua that the Rambam learns Chazaras HaShas is Tfilas Tzibur. Tfilas HaTzibur. That's Pasha Pshah in the Rambam. Briskarov would always quote this Rambam, that the Rambam holds Chazaras HaShas is Tfilas HaTzibur. He doesn't mention Tfila Balachash. However, it's accepted by Klal Yisrael, as brought down in the Mishnah Brura, in the Chayyadim, that Tfila B'tzibur is the Shtilah Shem Nesrei, 10 Yidin davening together. It's Pashup Shah. But the Rambam doesn't bring it down. The Rambam brings down only the Halacha of Tfilas HaTzibur. And the Rambam says the reason is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mayis b'tfilos and shel rabim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mayis b'tfilos and shel rabim. Therefore, you should listen to Chazaras HaShatz. And to me, it seems, that tefillah b'tzibur has two milas. And each one represents the Shtilah Shem Esrei, and it represents the Chazaras HaShatz. If you look in the Gemara on Daf Ches, which is the Rambam's Gemara, that Tfilas HaTzibur Nishmas Tomid, the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Mayis but Tfilas HaTzibur, because it says in the Pasuk, Hein Kel Kaber Lo Yimos. And it says, Mikriv Li Ki Rabim Hoye Imadi, because many people with David HaMelech when he was Mispalo. That the word is, when you're davening with a Tzibur, so then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't refuse you. He doesn't refuse Rabim. You come to me and ask me something, I'll refuse one person. A Tzibur comes to me, I can't refuse. If that's the case, you need Chazaras HaShatz. Why? Because when you're davening b'yachidis, it's not a Tfilas Rabim. Each yachid b'yachid is davening le'atzmai. The Shulti Gibarim says in Masechta Rosh Hashanah that we blow only by Chazaras HaShatz. Why don't we blow by the Shtilah Shem Nesrei? I mean Ashkenaz, not Sfar. Sfar blows by the Shtilah Shem Nesrei. He says you have to blow by Chazaras HaShatz. Why? Because the Gemara says Tkiyas is only B'chover Ha'ir. Tkiyas is only B'tzibur. When 10 Yidden are davening together, if you're going to blow, it's a Yachid V'Yachid, 10 Yechidim. There's no Tfilas Rabim. It's a Tfilas Yachid,
10 people simultaneously davening b'yachidus. In order to make a tefillas ram, you need 10 people, one person getting up there, and maybe that's why you need the amen to be maskim to him, and that's called the tefillas hatzibur. The Rambam only brings down the halacha of tefillas hatzibur by chazaras hashatz, because the Rambam brings down the Gemara in Daf Ches. But there's a Gemara in Daf Vav that says Elokim nitzo badas kel, that when 10 yidin come together, the Shechina descends. The Shechina comes down. There's a mile to daven with the Shechina. If 10 yidin daven separately, the Shechina also comes down. That's the reason why by Asar Shu Mei Tshuva is around the corner already. Without ruining your vacation, is the Dir Shashem B'Matzai. What does it mean? That Asar Shu Mei Tshuva is a time to daven, because the Eibishter comes down. Because the Mokum HaShechina is a Mokum HaRoilis Pal. That's why it says, when you go visit a Chayla, you have to be mispala. Why? Because a Shechina is Baroish HaChayla. It's a Mokum Tefila. Even though the Chayla doesn't recognize you, he's unconscious. But there's an Indian to be Mavakar Chayla, because he brings the Shechina L'Roishai, and it's a Mokum Tefila. That's Tefila Balachash. It seems to me the Raman Paskin Tefilas Rabban is only Chazar Zashatz. We go with the Gemara that you should daven b'mokum kedusha, b'mokum shechina. Even in the Beis HaKnesses, you daven without a minion. It's all the same halacha of davening with kedusha and shechina, but that's the Shilu Shemeneser. So what's the Chazar Sashat? Not like the Rambam. Ramosha Zichrona Levracha writes in the Sefer, if a Yochid davens with the Shliach Tzibur, it's garnished. Garnished. Why? Because the whole reason why we have Chazar Sashat is to be right to the Ein Abaki. You won't find one Ein Abaki. Surely you won't find 10 Ein Abakiim, right? So therefore, who's the Shliach Tzibur davening for? For no one. I let him not do his job. No, the Rambam says, just like we make Kiddush Friday night in Shul. That remains, you know, he compares it the other way, but the same thought, the same thing with Chazar Sashatz. It continues even though there's no need to have Chazar Sashatz. But where's the Tefillah B'Tzibur? Where's the Tefillah B'Tzibur? There's no one davening with the Tzibur. The Shliach Tzibur is davening himself. You're davening with one other person. Therefore, Moshe says, I mean, it's complicated in Shulchan Aruch, you have to go through it. In the halachas, when you come late to davening, but Moshe says, this is not Tefillah B'Tzibur. This is nothing. Comes along the Chazon Ish, and the Ramosha mentions the Chazon Ish, and then he says he meant something else, but the Velt says over the Chazon Ish, says, Avadetz Tefila B'Tzibur. Avadetz Tefila B'Tzibur, because they understand that even though the Tefila B'Lachish is Tefila B'Tzibur, because you're davening B'Mokim Kedusha, but there's also a Tefila S'Rabim. They don't have to be Chayil, there's also a Tefila S'Rabim. It was instituted L'Chatchila to be Maitzi Nein Abaki, but Haint, there is a Vadi of Tefilas Rabim. And the Tefilas Rabim, you're only Yaitzi if you come to Shul and you answer Amen, and you're Mishtatif with the Shliach Tzibur. What's my Raya? I'll bring you a Raya and tell me if you could be Chaylik on this Raya. I have two Rayas, and we'll end with that. But it's a big Nafkamina if you could sip Pesukah de Zimra to start with the. Let's say you come late to Shul. We like to skip Pesukah de Zimra and make Tefilah B'Tzibur. What happens if you'll come and you'll daven with the Shliach Tzibur? Are you allowed to skip Pesukah de Zimra? If you learn you get Tefilah B'Tzibur, you can. If you go like Ramosha, then you can. But I have two rides. I don't understand how Ramosha will learn. In Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down in the Ramah. It's from the Rambam. You have to stand by Chazar Sashatz. Chavetz Chaim says the reason why, based on the G'dayli Achreinim, because of Shemei Akoina, I would have said because of Amen and Afkamina. But what do you have to stand for by Chazar Sashatz? If, like Ramosha, that Be'etzem, there's no tefillah transpiring. He says you only need 9 people to listen to Chazar Sashatz. And the other people really could learn. It's not such a good idea. Other people will learn up from you not to listen and talk, whatever it is. But Lamaisa, there's no tefillah going. Why do you have to stand? The Ramah says everyone has to stand by Chazar Sashatz. The Mishnah Berurah says because Shemei Akoina, because you're a mispawel. Akoch, you see, there is a tefillah going on. B'shas Chazar Sashatz. Well, 1 second, no question, sorry. See, there is a tefillah going on. B'shas Chazar Sashatz. A tefillah is happening. To me, it seems clear that there's a tefillah satzibur going on. B'shas Chazar Sashatz. Another raya, the Mechaber says and the Ramah says, a tzibur can't make a tefillah s'nadav. It comes from the Rambam in the Rif. What does it mean a tzibur can't make a tefillah s'nadav? What does that mean? 10 yidin can't come together in daven? They mean you can't make a Chazar Sashatz b'nedava. According to Moshe, the Chazar Sashatz b'nedava is not a tefillah b'tzibur. If it says in the Mechaber that you don't make a b'nedava, how would a tzibur make a nedava, I ask you? 10 yidden get together and daven balachas, that they could do. That they could do. He meant to say, let's say, Moshe, we all daven shachas, I'm sure. After the shir, I want to make chazaras hashatz. Let's make why not? Take a tefillas nedava. Chabbi says you can't do because there's no carbon nedava b'tzibur. But like Ramesha, it's not a tefillas hatzibur. What does it mean? What are they doing that the mechaber says he don't do? L'chur b'mashma that the chazaras hashatz is taka tefillah b'tzibur.